At this time, please bow with me. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. We are thankful for this privilege you have given us this evening. Thank you for being a just God. Thank you for being who you are and loving us so much that you saw fit to send your son to this world and to die on our behalf. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for the sins we have committed. We are thankful for the cleansing power of your son's blood and the message of the gospel. Lord, we are thankful for the privilege of this nationwide gospel meeting, Lord. We know that you have blessed us with the increase, Lord, where many have been restored, many have been baptized, many are listening. We pray, Lord, that you grant us this opportunity to do so with boldness, being able to proclaim the grace that is in Jesus Christ, and also to talk about his bride, the Church of Christ. We ask that you be with Brother Foster this evening. Pray, Lord, that he stands on your word and your word alone. Pray, Lord, that he helps us see the cross, helps us see our suffering Savior, your Son, between heaven and hell, dying on our behalf, pleasing you so that we could be healed by his stripes. Lord, forgive us of our transgressions, of our iniquities, of our sin. Bless us and bless the listeners at this time. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Flounder, and I want to say also thank you to all of you who've called in tonight, especially those who are not members of the Church of Christ. You are very honored guest. You're a VIP of this call. My name is Brother Tommy Brooks. I'm the host minister of this nationwide gospel meeting call, serving the congregation at Holla Heights Church of Christ, located 1005 West New York in Houston, Texas. Tonight, we're very grateful tonight for each and every person that's on the call. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, we want you to take your Bible, open it up, follow along with things our speaker will talk about. This call was put on with you in mind. We want your soul to be saved. In the Churches of Christ, what makes us different? That we believe that the Bible has absolute authority. And God has given us the plain and simple message that mankind must hear, called the gospel, and believe it and obey it before they die. And we want you to hear that message tonight. So we pray you'll pay close attention to what Brother Foster will talk about. Brother Thomas Foster is a man that's near and dear to my heart. It was a time in 1985, because I had lost a brother at the age of, he was 20 years old. I was 24. I was in severe depression. And I broke down on a job on March 29th, 1985. And they sent me home. That Saturday, I stayed in the room, in my home, in a dark room, in depression, not knowing where to go. Sunday morning, March 31st, 1985, I got up and got dressed, which I didn't normally do. And I visited Church of Christ at Fifth Ward. Brother Foster was teaching. He was preaching. And he preached an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I walked down the aisle that day. Grew up in the Baptist church, but I had never heard the truth. I repented of my sins. I confessed Jesus to be a son of God, and I was baptized for the remission of my sins. And I have been a faithful member of the Church of Christ since that day. I went to preaching school with Brother Foster. He was my teacher. He was the director of the Houston Christian Institute. He taught me how to preach. I have great gratitude for him, his wife, his family, my wife also, whom I lost in 2018, obeyed the gospel shortly after I did. And for that reason, he's my VIP. He's my Michael Jordan of preachers. So tonight I'm honored to introduce the man who introduced me to the truth in the person of Brother Thomas Foster. Been preaching 40 years, been married 52 years to a beautiful wife. And he says I serves at the Aldine Mail Route Church of Christ. Brother Foster tonight would take us to the cross, the truth about the power of the cross. Brother Foster.
God is good all the way, every time. God is good. I'm so thankful that he touched Brother Tommy Brooks with some of his creativeness, and he was able to start this nationwide gospel meeting at the right time, the right place, and it's caught on, and it's doing a fantastic job. To God be all of the glory. But we are thankful to Brother Brooks and Brother Flounder for them letting God use them. Now tonight, I want to talk from the subject, the power of the gospel. Now when you think about power, if in sociology we were talking about power, power is the influence that the individual have over you. If it was in baseball, we were talking about power, we're talking about muscular contraction instantly in an explosive burst of movement. If we were in physics, we'd be talking about torque time. But I'm not in physics, and I'm not in sociology, and I'm not in a baseball field. I'm talking about Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus is omnipotent in power. He got all of the power. Omniscient. He sees all and knows all. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. And to the day, I'm talking about that everywhere God, that all-seeing God, that all-powerful God. And we want to talk about the power of the cross. The power of the cross. I want to use some scriptures, make sure that we're Bible-based. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. Now, the Bible says, God forbid that I should glory in anything but the cross of Christ. Don't want me to glory in my looks. Don't want me to glory in my money. Don't want me to glory in my ability. God says, you glory in the cross. Now, when I think about the cross, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 through 3, that there are three basic facts that the gospel stands on, and they are the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. So I'm talking about Jesus died. It took my sins far as the west is from the east. I can never meet my sins again. Cast them in the bottom of the sea. I don't swim, and even if I did swim, I wouldn't try to swim in the sea, and so I can't swim to my sins. I can't run to my sins. The Lord Jesus Christ took my sins so far away, set me free from sin. The Bible says, and the Bible is right, the Bible says that he bore our sins on the tree in his body, and being dead to sin, we are alive unto righteousness. Thank you, God. Thank you that when I was a sinner, all of sin, and I was a sinner, most of those listening to me tonight recognized they were a sinner. And when we were a sinner, Christ quickened us. Christ revived us. Bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Thank you, Lord. When I couldn't do it for myself, even if I gotten up on a tree, I couldn't have borne my sins away. and you got up on that tree, and you took my sins as far as the east is from the west, and you cast my sins in the bottom of the sea. And for that, Lord, I'm going to be grateful to you for the balance of my life. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, the preaching of the cross is to them that are perishing foolishness. But unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. Now, thank the Bible for reminding me that tonight as I preach, there are two groups of people. There are those that the Bible called foolish, and they're going to think that whatever I'm saying is foolishness. It is just foolishness, preaching of the cross. But on the other hand, there are those that are saved. You know, Paul takes this time and sticks himself in that passage. He says, but unto us that are saved. Now Paul didn't waste the time to say, but unto them that are saved. He says, us that are saved. And I like to put my name in there also. It is the power of God. So when I think about God has taken my sins so far away, the east is from the west, he's cast them in the sea, I thank God. I thank God. Now, what can wash away my sins? Have you ever thought about it? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, I talk with my wife, and I hope all you men, you love the wife of your youth, and you let us love satisfy you at all times. I just hope you're not wasting your time, that you're loving the wife of your youth. And as if I don't say nothing else that will help somebody, I'm going to tell somebody, don't waste your time. Love her while you have her. You may not have her all the time, so love her while you have her. Now the Bible is God's book. God, in that Bible, talks about this question, what washed away my sins? And the Bible says, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, sometimes I'm talking to my wife, and I like to talk to my wife, and I hope that the rest of you love talking to your wife. I love talking to her more than any other woman. And I talk to my wife, kids with her, and I tell my wife, I say, wife, baby, you know, my mother used to make soap. And my wife would say, you know, my wife always, she wanted to stay on the par with my mama. She said, I can make some soap too. I don't believe it, but I don't argue with it. And she goes out and she buys a buck of Tide, bring it in here. I just tell her, you keep on buying that Tide. And don't worry about trying to make any soap. I remember when mama had to make it. And you would wash the clothes, and we was water from a well, and the water had high calcium carbonate in it, and the calcium carbonate with a spot of clothes with red spots. They never would come up clean. But finally, Daddy was able to buy Tide because they made Tide. And bought Mama a fence roll to hang her clothes out on. And the man told her to catch the rainwater. It will be soft. And so between catching the rainwater and the Tide, that he would spend time amazing at her clothes. They look so white. But brothers and sisters, Tide can't wash away your sins. Sure can't wash away your sins. Dash can't wash away your sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. And we thank Jesus that he's borne our sins on the tree. And then Jesus took our sins so far away from us. So what can wash away our sins? We're saying today to all of you, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen to the Bible. the preacher cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Now, what is me mentioned that Jesus has taken your sins away? So far, you can't ever run and catch them. You can't ever swim and catch them. That's how far he's taken them. Now, the Bible says, for some people, this is going to be foolishness. But then for those that are being saved, it is the power of great God. I don't know how you see it tonight. The Bible says, where is the wise? Where are the scribes? Where is the disputers of this world? Has not God made foolish wisdom of this world? For that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now, if you want to be wise, the Bible says God has destroyed the wisdom of this world. And then he says you can't be saved through your wisdom. God has put a message. And through the preaching of that message, he determined to save those that believe. Now, through the foolishness of preaching, but brother, don't you think he was saying the foolishness of preaching? He was saying because of that message, the foolishness of somebody will see it, that God will turn around and save them. Isn't God something? He's a powerful, powerful God. Now, the Bible says, at the cross, at that song we sing, I first saw the light. It was at the cross. I saw the light. And I wish you come to that cross with me. The Bible says, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Now, when I came to the cross, before I went to the cross, I thought I had love. But since I've gone to the cross and I've tried to deal with other people, I found out that my love was not enough. I needed God's love. And God said, he that loveth not knoweth not me. Then God says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Then the Bible says in Mark 12:29, the first of all of the commandments is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is likened to it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Brother, you can't get away from love. If you can't love, you can't know God. Now, all of those out you think your money going to get you to heaven, your intellect is going to get you to heaven, or your looks are going to get you to heaven, I got news for you. Only your love for the Lord will bring God and you together. Now, the Bible talks about it in Isaiah chapter 53. He says that God has borne our sins. I want you to look at that scripture. I want you to remember it. Some of you need to remember it. The Bible says in verse number 4, surely he has borne our grief, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. Now, all we like sheep have turned back to our own way, but God laid on Jesus, the iniquities of us all. And Jesus, so loving, he bore our sins in his own body and imputed unto us the righteousness of Jesus. Oh, we was all sinners. All of us have sinned, but God imputed unto us the righteousness of God. And because he imputed that righteousness, he justified us And he's inviting us to come and be with him in heaven. Well, I went out to see my mother. Now, my mother was my favorite encourager. I'm a mama's boy. I was always a mama's boy. I went to see my mother. She was 99 years old and 15 days. I went down to Conway, Arkansas to visit my mama. And my mama, the last thing she told me, she's up in the wheelchair, and she said to me, "Tom, how's your church? How's your church work going?" And I told mama, I said, "Mama, people just don't seem like they want to obey God now like they used to. It's just hard. It's hard to get people to come to God." And my mama, as she would always do, she told me, "You keep on preaching the gospel. You keep on preaching it. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke with all long-suffering and doctrine. As long as you live, Tom, you preach right and you live right." You know, I'm going to miss that encouragement. And she was 99 years old then in 15 days, and 2 weeks later she went on to see the Lord. I don't have that encouragement anymore, but I want to remember what Mama's last words to me was. "You preach the word and be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke, and you stay with the Lord. For when we were yet sinners, we didn't have no strength. In due time, Christ died for us. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God, in his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for me." Joe, come here. Sit down beside me. I wasn't a good man. I wasn't a perfect man. I wasn't even a good man. I wasn't a righteous man. And I looked around and saw so many others, and I thought they were the ones Christ died for. But God finally got it to me. No, no, no. God commended love to everybody, you included. It was on a hill far away, to the low rugged cross, where Christ died for all of you. And I would be into some of you. I've heard the preachers on this radio, I listened to the program, and they kept asking people, "Come back home where you belong." And I would say to myself, most of those people you're talking to, they're too proud to come back home. You see, Jesus says that the emblem of the cross was suffering and shame. And many of them got out there and they started running. They started running. They ran good, but the devil got behind them, and the suffering caught up with them. And they looking back now and saying, "Where's God? God is where he was when you started and where he's always been." And I will call you, just like the other preachers before me, they've called you, "Come unto Jesus." Jesus says it this way, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Is there some woman out there, you got a heavy load? Some man out there, you got a heavy load? Can't hardly find no rest. You got a heavy load. I tell you what, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." All of you, you come to Jesus. You need to come back to the Lord that loves you. You need to come on back home where you belong. You may not have another day. It may be over for you before this week is over. And you may not have time to come to Jesus. So while time is on your side, come to Jesus. I just love this opportunity to mention to you about the cross of Christ, that on the old rugged cross, he died for you and for me. And I hope all of you would hold this in mind as you go through life. And those of you that want to preach, You kind of remember what my mother said to me. Maybe it was to all of us. She said, you preach the word. You be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. It don't matter whether they obey it or not. Your job is to plant the seed. And if you plant the seed, that when it's all over, you can say like Paul said, I've finished my course. I've run my course. And now I'm ready for a crown. God bless you. I don't have much time to talk to you. Wish it did a little longer. But God bless you and God keep you. I turn it back over to the hands of Brother Brooks and Brother Flounders and those that are working so hard for this program. God bless both of you.
Thank you, Brother Foster. We certainly thank God for Jesus Christ, our Lord, who hung, bled, and died on Calvary's hill. And it was him who, after he was beaten and hung with nails in his hands and his feet on that cross, they took him down, buried him in a borrowed tomb. Early Sunday morning, he rose. And in that power, he gave a command after getting up from that grave. And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. If you want to call tonight, understand the gospel, the suffering Savior. It was on that hill far away that stood that rugged cross. It was on that cross that he died. And you must hear that. You never saw it with your eyes. But you, because the Bible teaches, you must believe that with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus to be the Son of God before men. Then you must be baptized in water where you contact that blood. In that blood, wash away your sins, Revelation 1:5. And then the Lord would add you the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the only one. He died for that church, and that's his bride, and that's his wife. If you want to be a member of the Lord's church, you got to be baptized. And we want to tell you tonight, if you want to be baptized, if you want to come to Jesus, if you're heavy laden, as Brother Foster said, you come by obedience to that gospel, and then the Lord will add you to his church. The Church of Christ. If you want to know more about what we're talking about, if you want to know about what you must do, if you want to get baptized, if you want to restore to the Lord, you can email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. That's nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. And we will make sure we get a preacher to you or a teacher to you to ensure that you get baptized, you're taught properly. And if you are in the church, you need to come home. As Brother Foster said tonight, come home. Restore back to the truth. As you heard many years ago, many people are telling us, we hear it now like we used to hear it. That's a sad commentary. What you used to hear is what you should be still hearing. You need to come home. Restore your life back to the Lord, for tomorrow is not promised. Now, if you want to go back and listen to any of our sermons, that's been on this gospel call, you go to our website, HollandHeightsCoc.net. That's HollandHeightsCoc.net. If you go to our website, all the sermons are there. The flyers are there. You can download the flyers if you want to share them with your friends. If you want us to send you a flyer through email, just email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. We'll send you your individual copy. You can print it off and share it or send it to others. We encourage you to do so. And we thank you so very much for being on the call. Tomorrow night, Brother Glenn Colley, we'll talk about the truth about the seed concept, that you plant the seed in the heart of a man that has a good and honest heart. That seed will produce nothing but a Christian. He's going to talk about that. You don't want to miss that. And then we're going to close this week with the truth about the precious blood of Jesus. The precious blood, and now Brother Keith Mosier from South Haven, Mississippi, will talk to us about that. And we are so excited to have all these gentlemen joining us, taking this 30 minutes each night to come into your home and bring you the truth according to the scripture. And we are so grateful for our brethren who have done it. Next week, to kick off July, we got some great speakers coming on. Brother Thomas Morton from Seattle, Washington. Brother Samuel Ramirez from Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Brother Mike Hickson from Olive Branch, Mississippi. Brother John DeBerry from Memphis, Tennessee. And Brother Daniel Freeman. We'll close it out from McCook, Nebraska. And so we don't want you to miss any of these calls. We love you. We thank you so very much for joining us. It's my prayer tonight that if you lay your head on your pillow, and it won't be your dying pillow. You heard the cross tonight. The preaching of the cross of them that perish foolishness, but of us that is saved, it is the power of God. Don't forget that God saw his son suffer on the cross. Not because he done anything wrong, but because we did. He became sin for us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your blessings. Thank you for Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for the power of the cross. Thank you for our speaker tonight. Father, thank you for loving us and giving your only son. And we thank him for giving his life. For he done your will. Your will was for him to die for us. It was him who said, greater love had no man than this. And he laid down his life for his friends. We're thankful tonight that we're his friends. We pray for our listening audience, especially those who are not members of the Church of Christ, that they will get baptized immediately, that they too can be washed in your son's precious blood and be added to the church that he died for and purchased with that same blood. And Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters, those who have left the Lord, they have left the church, they left the basic truths. We pray that through this call, they will be revived, restored, edified, encouraged, and reminded of the pain and suffering that our Lord endured on that cross in Jerusalem. Thank you, Father. Pray for all of us tonight. And we have received with meekness your engrafted word. No one is able to save our soul. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is my prayer to each of you. Have a pleasant night's rest. Call in tomorrow night for another powerful message from the Word of God, the truth about deceit. Good night.